With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal health officials say flu cases are on the rise in parts of the Midwest.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says he's done with Congress after four terms. He won't run for a fifth in November. The veteran lawmaker has been chairing the House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. A manhunt continues after the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee, south of Knoxville.
Authorities are searching for Kenneth Wayne DeHart of Alcoa, a 42-year-old black man described as 6 feet tall, weighing 260 pounds, last seen in Maryville, Tennessee. He faces multiple charges after he allegedly shot and killed Blount County Deputy Greg McGowan Thursday night and wounded another deputy, Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barong.
We had an officer killed tonight on a traffic stop. Another female officer was shot.
The TBI says Hart refused to get out of his SUV. A taser was deployed to no effect. And at some point during the encounter, DeHart fired shots. Police are offering a reward, but warn that the subject should be considered armed and dangerous. Audio courtesy News Nation, I'm Jennifer King.
Wisconsin Elections Commission has complied with a court order and voted to tell more than 1,800 local. This is SRN News. The promotion of the trans lifestyle as normal continues north of the border.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protests from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts reveals 72% of people who now identify as evangelical Christians came to the faith before the age of 18, and the rest did so after that. Mom and dad were the main reasons, followed by the church. This is SRN News. California Governor Newsom sending prosecutors to Oakland.
The move to help crack down on rising crime in the San Francisco Bay Area city, where robberies in broad daylight have been getting national attention. Newsom said he would deploy 120 California Highway Patrol officers to Oakland to assist with targeted crackdowns on criminal activity, including vehicle and retail theft. Newsom did not say how many prosecutors would be sent. The city of 400,000 people is seeing a spike in violent crimes, even though crime in other California urban centers is falling. John Scott reporting.
On the talk show Sunday, ABC's This Week will have Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu along with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. NBC's Meet the Press has Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, while CBS's Face the Nation has presidential candidate Nikki Haley. Fox News Sunday welcomes Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. This is SRN News.